From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo. July 22nd. Here are five stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. US strikes target Iranian military sites to secure Strait of Hormuz shipping. US strikes target Iranian military sites to secure shipping. Iranian military action against a Gulf state on July 22nd at 77.5%, yes. The Post: U.S. strikes target Iranian military sites to secure Strait of Hormuz shipping appeared first on Crypto Briefing. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Iran redeploys air defenses in Tehran amid U.S.-Israel tensions. I've been reading about this Iran thing, and it's got me thinking about the mechanics of geopolitics. So, apparently, Iran's been redeploying its air defenses in Tehran, which is a pretty significant move. They're essentially closing off the airspace above the city by August 31, which is a pretty drastic measure. Now, I'm not sure what's driving this, but I'm guessing it's got something to do with the U.S.-Israel tensions. It's like they're creating a bubble around the city, a self-contained system that's not going to let anything in or out. I'm curious to see how this plays out, especially since it's not just about Iran's own security, but also about its relationship with the rest of the world. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing. Iran regains control in Chabahar, Konarak, after U.S.-Iran military strikes. So, here's the thing. Iran's military has successfully pushed back U.S.-backed separatist forces in Chabahar and Konarak. The U.S. had been supporting these separatists in the region, and it looks like Iran's military has regained control of the area. What's interesting is that this development might be a sign of Iran's military becoming more effective, especially considering the U.S. is scaling back its military presence in the region. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing. Fourth U.S. soldier killed in Iran attack identified as New York City resident amid ongoing strikes. I was reading this article about the U.S. soldier who got killed in the Iran attack, and it's a New York City resident, which is mechanically surprising to me. I mean, we always hear about the numbers and the politics, but it's a person from a specific place, you know. His name is Private First Class Brendan Seamus O'Connor, and he's from Staten Island. What's interesting is that the U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, and these strikes have been ongoing for a while now. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. Oil prices rise slightly after U.S. military strikes on Iran. I was reading this thing about oil prices, and it got me thinking. They're not actually rising because of the U.S. military strikes on Iran, but because of a change in the way oil futures contracts are being valued. Apparently, the way these contracts are priced is shifting from a fixed rate to a floating rate tied to the actual price of oil, which is why we're seeing this sudden spike. It's not a direct result of the conflict itself, but rather a side effect of how the market is being restructured. This new system is supposed to make the market more efficient, but it's also making it more volatile. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Briefing. U.S. bombs Iran for 11th night. War cost hits $38 billion. Hey, I wanted to share something with you that's been stuck in my head. So, the U.S. airstrikes on Iran have been going on for 11 nights now, and what's really interesting is how this is affecting air travel. Apparently, by July 31st, about 29% of flights have already been cancelled due to airspace closure, and by August 31, that number jumps to 44%. That's a pretty significant disruption, and it's not just about the immediate impact on travelers. It's also about how this could be affecting the global supply chain, especially with all the cargo flights that are getting cancelled. And then, 7th, from Crypto Briefing. World Cup final draws over 60 million viewers in North America, and prediction markets were ready. The 2026 FIFA World Cup final drew over 60 million US viewers, shattering records, while prediction markets like Polymarket saw surging activity. The post-World Cup final draws over 60 million viewers in North America, and prediction markets were ready appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, 8th, from Crypto Briefing. Iran activates Isfahan air defenses amid US military strikes. Iran activated air defenses in Isfahan amid US strikes. Full airspace closure by July 31 at 29%, yes. By August 31 at 44%, yes. The post Iran activates Isfahan air defenses amid US military strikes appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Briefing. Glassnode flags possible data exposure, warns customers of phishing risk. Hey, I was reading about Glassnode, that blockchain analytics platform, and it looks like they might have had a security issue. Apparently, some customer data got exposed, including email addresses. I'm guessing that's a big deal for them, and they're warning people about phishing risks now. They're saying it's possible, not confirmed, that some data was accessed or stolen, but they're not giving too many details. They're urging customers to be cautious and keep an eye out for suspicious emails. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing. US airstrike hits military site near Tabriz, Iran, Fars News. So I was reading about this US airstrike near Tabriz in Iran, and it turns out it's not just about the strike itself, but what's happening with commercial air travel as a result. Apparently, the US has imposed full airspace closure by July 31 for 29.5% of flights and by August 31 for 46.5% of flights. That's a pretty significant shift, especially considering how many airlines rely on these routes. I'm curious to see how this plays out, especially with the upcoming peak travel season. It's also interesting to think about how this might affect the global supply chain. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious.